Glue?
Yes. It's my super Earth Grip. Patent pending.
What's it doing in the fridge, Steve?
I have to keep it cool. It hardens at room temperature. Didn't you read my memo? Look, glue, sticky, may clog colon.
Steve, you put up so many memos, I stopped reading.
Oh, really? Well, you'll be getting a memo about that.
Honey, calm down. It's not that bad.
No, it's worse. I've been trying to get a date with Dante Lewis for months, and I wake up with a zit on my forehead the size of a blimp.
Sweetheart, you're overreacting. Nobody will ever even notice.
Hi, gals. Holy cow. Look at the size of that zit.
No one would notice, huh?
I understand. You're humiliated. Don't you expect to see molten lava just come shooting out of that puppy?
I'm gonna go in there and not be in here.
Steve just left, and I have a date, so if you have to leave, I'd appreciate it. Suit yourself, but I could zap your zit before your fly guy gets here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, just this very morning, I too awoke with a blemish.
I don't see anything.
Exactly. I used my Monk House Miracle Mask. And look, once again, my skin is positively radiant.
Well, what's in this miracle mask?
Oh, completely natural ingredients found in your everyday kitchen. Oatmeal? Honey, baking soda, avocado, lemon, egg whites, and Mother Nature's astringent milk.
I'm right. I know basketball.
Yeah, well, so do I. I follow the games, I read the stats, and I'm telling you, Dennis Rodman plays better with purple hair.
Hey, fellas, how's it going, huh? Hey, how was the game?
Cool. Bulls in overtime. I won.
Right, but you know what? Their players always tip a little better when they win, you know what I'm saying?
You mean the Bulls players come here?
Oh, sure, man. The whole place gets packed. So if you guys want to meet them, you better hurry inside and beat the crowd. Check it out.
What do you think?
Don't ask me to think. It hurts.
And Alf, we can't go in there. Why, it's a bar, a tavern, a pub, a lounge, a saloon.
So?
So, we're not old enough to drink.
We're not old enough to drink.
Let's just go inside, check the place out, scarf some free peanuts, and score a few autographs.
No way, not me. Not gonna do it.
All right, fine.
Well, wait! Now, you guys have a choice. You can either come with me and feel good about yourselves, or you can put your souls in moral jeopardy and walk into that devil's playground.
See ya.
All right, fellas, welcome to the Ace High, huh? Got your favorite seat sitting right here. Oh, have a seat. Two kings, looking good. All right, if there's anything I can get you, just let me know.
Cool.
All right?
Hey, we got the best seats in the house, Waldo.
That's because the house is empty. Look, Eddie, I came in here to meet basketball players, and if they're not going to show up, I'm going to need another reason to stay.
Hi, guys.
I can give you two reasons. Ooh, well, hello there, precious. My name is Eddie Winslow, but you can call me anytime you want. Oh.
And you can call me Yvette.
Ooh, you bet.
I'm Chandra. What's your name, handsome?
No, it's Waldo. Waldo Geraldo Faldo. And I already have a girlfriend. Her name's Maxine.
Oh, well, is she nice?
Oh, she's a sweetie pie. But if she saw us together, she'd rip off your arm and beat me with it.
Bye.
Bye.
Something to drink?
Well, I am a little thirsty.
Tell you what, my man. Bring the lady whatever she wants, and I'll have a ginger ale.
I'd love some champagne because the bubbles tickle my nose.
My turn next.
Oh. And for you.
I have some water and plenty of free peanuts.
So, Yvette, tell me about you.
I'm much more interested in you.
Oh, my life is an open book, baby. Just let your fingers do the walking.
Oh. Oh. Right.
Yeah. Right.
All right, then. Thank you.
A toast to chance meetings and love at first sight.
To warm, exciting moments between strangers in the night.
I see London. I see France. I see Yvette's underpants.
Would you like to buy a rose for the lady?
Certainly. In fact, a woman this beautiful deserves two roses. A rose for a rose. And another rose.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go use the little girl's room.
All righty. Be gone too long. All right.
Eddie, I don't think the Bulls players are coming in here.
Who cares? I make it out like a bandit with Yvette.
So get her number and call her. I gotta get home.
All right. Excuse me, bro. Can I have a check, please?
So.
$500!
Is there a problem?
You bet there's a problem. $500? For a bottle of champagne and two roses?
Oh, two roses? That'll be $550.
Why is this bill so much?
We only serve the finest champagne and the freshest roses.
This is ridiculous. I demand to see the owner.
Very well.
Yo, Waldo, I think we're being scammed here.
Now, I told you we should have left a long time ago. But did you listen to me? No. See what you get?
Look, the place is empty. Let's just peel out of here. Come on.
I'm Frank. I happen to be the owner of this establishment. I'm told you have a complaint?
That's right. You're trying to rip us off and we're not paying.
I see. Fellas, tell them what happens when customers don't pay their bills.
Bodily damage.
Well, I have an idea. What if we both leave and save up our money and come back and pay off our bill in, say, 6 months?
I have an even better idea. What if just one of you leaves, gets me my money, and pays off the bill in, say, now?
That could work. Look, Waldo, this whole thing is my fault. I got us into this mess. I'll come back for you as soon as I can, all right?
Thanks, Eddie. Hey! Nice try.
Okay, you go.
Where am I gonna get the money?
Well, go to my dad. Tell him we were on our way home from the game and my car broke down on the expressway and we weren't near a phone and we need the money to fix it. You got it?
Got it.
Then whatever you do, don't tell him what really happened.
Don't worry. Wild porcupines couldn't drag it out of me.
Myra, my face is tingling.
Ah, that means the Monkhouse Miracle Mask is working. Time's up. Let's take a gander at your zit-free face.
Oh, what's wrong?
I'm having a little difficulty getting the mask off. Uh-oh. Howdy doody, hands. Stephen, a little help here, please.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. Jim Carrey in my mask.
Somebody stop me!
No, I had a pimple, so Myra slapped this crud on my face.
Yeah, but for some odd reason, I'm having a little difficulty removing it. Let me see. Look at this from different angles. Let's see here. I see what's going on. What are the ingredients? Avocado, honey, lemon, baking soda, eggs, and milk. Milk? Oh, baby's breath. By any chance, did you happen to use the milk that was in the bottle on the second shelf in the fridge?
Well, what's the matter?
That wasn't milk. That was super glue.
Jeez, Daddy. If you had just labeled that bottle properly, this would have never happened.
Oh, but sweetie, I do believe you could have been a little more conscious in your preparation. Will you get this over my face? Yes, ma'am. Calm down. Just calm down. Okay. Okay. Now just brace yourself, Laura. And one or two simple jerks should get this baby right off your face.
I hope so, because two simple jerks got this on my face.
Drama queen.
Now just calm down. Okay. Michael, you go around the back. Okay, yeah. Hold it in. Hold it. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. We're gonna do this on three. On three. Okay. All right. One, two, three. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, one more. Okay, you got ready? Okay.
so Dante would notice me and ask me out. And now when he's actually coming to pick me up, I look like the Swamp Thing.
Hey! It's us! Yeah! See? All's well that ends well.
You know, you got a serious Mary Poppins thing going on with you.
You can't get me. I'm slick. I'm fast. I'm powerful.
Take that, you boy.
Grandma wins.
You're dead.
Hey, Waldo, what's up?
Your son Edward's car experienced difficulty on the expressway and could no longer sustain ignition. Drag the luck. But we were not near a phone and found ourselves in a bewildering predicament. Thusly, your son Edward requested that I borrow $500 in American currency from you, his father. Carl Winslow.
Well, why didn't Edward come instead of you, Waldo?
All right, I lied. Nothing happened with the car. Eddie got scammed by some cheap floozy in a bar. Now, please, I can't take this constant grilling.
Well, where is he, Waldo?
The Ace High Lounge. And for God's sakes, leave me alone. I don't know anymore.
That's a stupid boy.
Frank, if my friend can't get the money, what happens to me?
You ever hear the expression, it cost me an arm and a leg?
Well, hello there, big spender.
Dad, can I help you?
I'm Carl Winslow. I'm this young man's father.
Oh, well, sorry you had to come all the way down here. I'm afraid your son is a man about town with a wallet that's just about empty.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to see my son's bill. $450 for a bottle of champagne? Edward, were you drinking?
No, Dad. I bought it for her.
Well, at least you had a good excuse.
Then I had no idea it cost that much.
Well, I guess all you had to do was ask. Learned a valuable lesson, huh?
$100 for two roses? You know, I landscaped our whole backyard for less than that.
Well, he's young. Just chalk it up to experience.
Well, you know, I would if I didn't think that you were trying to take advantage of him.
Listen, pal. Your son owes me $550. If he doesn't pay it, I'll have him arrested. You want to whine? Tell it to the judge.
Well, you want to? You know, pal, misleading people and extorting money is a felony. Plus, Edward and his friend are under 21 and by law aren't allowed in here in the first place.
Oh, yeah? What makes you such a big expert?
This. I'm Lieutenant Carl Winslow, Chicago PD. You're under arrest.
Now, wait a minute. You should have told me you were a cop.
Well, all you had to do was ask. Well, now I guess you learned a valuable lesson.
Okay, now wait a minute. I think this is one big misunderstanding.
Well, I guess you can chalk it up to experience.
Come on. This isn't fair.
You want a wine? Tell it to the judge.